Got a Rex. Carl speaking.
Hey, Carl. Just ringing in regards to getting a service booked in. How far are you guys out at the moment?
That's a good question, mate. I haven't been on a computer in weeks. That's how busy I am, so let me have a look.
I guess better than being too quiet, I suppose.
Oh, just buried down the back, man, in my little dingy hole. Let me have a look. Is it due now, or you're coming up to it?
Yeah, she's pretty much due now.
Okay.
I mean, it's only a weekend sale, this thing, anyway. It's my Vasti, V-A-S-T-I, and I only get the thing out on weekends. So
yeah.
She's she was due at 215, and it's at 212, I think, at the moment. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Absolute earliest, we are chock-a-block for the next couple of weeks. It would be, I'd say, the week starting the 24th of November.
Yeah, no, that suits me. That's fine. I don't need it anytime soon. As I say, it's not my daily or anything,
yeah.
So that's fine.
Did you want to do that Monday or the day of the week?
I was going to say Tuesday. Tuesday's the only day I ever get off, so how does that work for you guys?
Yeah, that's fine, mate. I'll pencil it in there. Cool. And your name?
Steve.
Surname Steve?
Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N.
Cool. And your mobile?
0406.
Yep.
308-996.
Six, cool. And what year model car was it again?
So she's a 2015 STI.
STI, cool.
Now, with this one as well, I know you guys deal with this all the time. You dealt with this with my Spec B Liberty as well, but when the cars are all heavily modified, I want to get it in for the 125 logbook service.
Yeah.
But as you can imagine, most of the shit's been done on there anyway. I mean, the plugs and timing and everything. Well, actually, no, I think Subaru changed it. I used to work with Subaru back in, like, 2013.
Mm.
I know that 125s used to be timing with them, but I believe it's 100,000 now, is it?
I think, on the earlier one, so from memory, I think up until, like, 08, maybe, sorry, 06, they were 100,000, and then from 06 onwards, they went to 120 or 125. So yours would be 125,000.
Yeah, well, anyway, timing was all done. That was only done less than 20,000. In fact, it was done about 13,000 ago. So that's been done. The plugs were all done. Pretty much everything's actually done on it,
yeah.
Except for, do you still do fuel filters at 125s?
Is your car on E85 or anything? Or is it just 98? If it's just 98, you can generally leave them. Like, we can pull it out, have a look. Like, they don't give too much trouble, so...
Yeah.
If you're in there and you've had a fuel pump done, say, with your tune, and we've pulled it out, or if we've done the pump and we've gone, hey, look, this is reusable, we'll always reuse them. But if you wanted us to do an in-tank filter, we can.
Well, like you sort of said, only if it needs it. So long story short, I mean, I've got three Subarus bloody now, but this one I only picked up midway through this year.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it from a bloke up in New South Wales. I was up there, telling me I used to live up in New South Wales, but I bought it from a bloke up there, and he's had it all tuned at MSA. Michael South, of course.
Yeah.
But looking over the notes and stuff on there, I was like, something's fucking dodgy on here. Because, like, put it this way, it had new plugs put in it, and then 2 days later, it went in for a tune at MSA, and he's come back and saying on there, it needs new plugs. And I was like, what the fuck? It only had plugs done 2 days beforehand. Hell is he on about?
Yeah, unless they went a colder or a hotter plug, depending on what one was in there to begin with. That would be the only sort of explanation for that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. But basically, yeah, long story short, I just want the car, like I said, because this will be my first proper service on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things, I thought, I'll get it into you guys, you can stamp off the 125 and just give it a look over. Well, you do that on a 125 anyway, you've got to inspect
all the shit
anyway. So I thought, yeah, I'll get it in for that. But all it will need, I think, is oil filter and oil itself, because, all the discs... what do you call it, transfer cases and all that.
Yeah,
they've all been done as well. In fact, they were only done, a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
all those
fluids
and everything have all been done as well. So pretty much it's like really looking through the books and all the receipts, everything's done on it. It's just, because of K's, it's coming up for its next one soon. I thought, I need to get booked in and I want to get the book stamped. So.
Yes, that's fine. What we'll do there is because it'll be due for a J service, which is your 125, we can just put a line through that and just go minor service. And if, like, say, for example, you go to sell the car, but whoever buys it will do the same thing that you've done. They're going, right, I've got receipts for everything that's done, regardless of the case. So we'll just put in there that we've done a minor service and stamp the book as normal. We'll go front to back of the car anyway, pull the cover back, inspect the timing belt, safety check and all that sort of thing. But it's not...
That's what I was kind of hoping for. Just do a minor, have a look over everything. And, of course, if you see something that needs, hey, that could be attended to. Because the other thing that was written on Michael South's bloody certificate here, his last thing that was written was clutch is at 30%. And I was like, well, okay, maybe. I mean, look, put it this way. I haven't noticed anything. I mean, yeah, she's not as punchy as my GD was. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know these new, say new, but these newer model ones. It feels fine. Everything shifts fine. But he's written on their clutch at 30%. So I thought, well, I'm going to bring it to the experts who got it Rex anyway, because you always looked after me. And I thought you guys can have a look over this car and tell me what it is.
Yeah,
and the radiator, was the other one.
Discolour. Yeah, they discolour anyway, so.
Well, that was it. I've had so many people tell me, oh, mate, you've got to replace that. Look, she's gone greeny-brown. I'm like, yeah, but they all fucking do.
But then you'll go, no, no, it's fine. And then summer comes and you crack the tank and then we're closed over Christmas. So we'll have
a look
anyway.
Well, that was it. I was going to say, yeah, have a look at it, because I'm interested in one of the aluminium Toyo Rad ones if it needs it. If you guys look at it and go, yeah, you probably should, mate, then, hey, fuck it, let's do it. But I'll leave it with you and I'll see you. What was the day?
The 25th of November.
25th. Penciled it in now, mate, and I'll bring it to you first thing in the morning.
Yeah, drop-offs anywhere between, say, 8 and 9 in the morning, and just leave it with us for the day. And
we'll 100%.
Come to the back with it and just do a recommendation or what we would suggest to upgrade or replace or anything like that, and then you'll have that on your invoice and we can rebook or do on the day if we've got time. But, yeah, we'll work on it. Yep.
Lovely. All right, 25th. I will see you then. 25th
of November. Cool.
Done.
Easy. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Bye.